Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. For today's show, the latest on rising flu cases across the county and when it's time to go to the ER. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. Flu season is in full swing, and the surge in cases has raised alarms all across the country. Here in San Diego, there have been 105 flu deaths, making this season deadlier than the past two seasons combined. My next guest is here to talk more about this spike in cases and what to do if you get the flu. Laura Truman is a clinical professor at the University of San Diego and director of their nurse practitioner program. She also works at a local urgent care. Professor Truman, welcome to Midday.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here. So, you know, every flu season is a bit different, but this one has been especially brutal. What have you observed from patients coming through your practice?
You're right. Every year it seems to, we don't quite know what the pattern's going to be. This season's a little bit different where it started a little bit later in the season. Normally we'll see flu cases around Christmas, January, but it seemed to start a little bit later this year. We had quite a flu surge end of January and continuing now into February. So normally it's just a little bit later than we typically see. And our patients are sick, fevers, chills, body aches, headaches, typical flu type symptoms.
How severe are the symptoms?
They range in severity. It's pretty high fevers, severe headaches, body aches, and chills. Most mild symptoms, patients don't tend to come into the urgent care setting. What does bring them in is the persistent cough or even dehydration symptoms.
Yeah. And is flu the only thing you're seeing come through the door right now?
Mostly, a majority is influenza A patients that we're seeing. There is always strep cases that are going around, just your typical cough and cold viruses. But the majority of patients that we're seeing is influenza A.
Is this a stronger strain than we've seen in the past?
Influenza tends to be a little bit more severe with your symptoms, high fever, body aches, and chills than influenza B. Although I just worked this past weekend and I did see my first two cases of influenza B. So influenza B typically shows up later in the season, a second surge, usually the springtime now, early summer. Supposed to be a little bit milder than influenza A, usually has a little bit more of GI side effects, so some nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. But I can tell you the patients I saw this weekend definitely were feeling some of the symptoms. So really important to get vaccinated. You can get the vaccine does cover influenza A and influenza B strain.
So with influenza B comes nausea, vomiting. Anything else that people should watch out for with that one?
Also typically causes some fevers, body aches, and chills. So it's sometimes you can't distinguish between the two on symptoms alone. But we do have testing. You can actually pick up a home test, influenza A, B, and a COVID home test at your local pharmacy. It's just as reliable as the tests we use in the urgent care.
What are some complications that can come from the flu?
Complications that we do see, usually it's dehydration is one that we do see quite often in the urgent care because patients are just not feeling good. They have fever, they're not drinking, their appetite is down. And so they come in, they're feeling poorly, their heart rate is elevated, they're having some dizziness, their urine output is a little bit decreased. And so definitely some signs of dehydration, really a dry mouth. Some secondary complications that we do see is a secondary pneumonia. So this one we do have to watch out for with our patients, especially patients that are in the older range and patients that have underlying chronic medical conditions like asthma or COPD.
Well, you mentioned there are at-home tests for both COVID and the flu. Is it possible to contract both at the same time? Can that cause more severe illness?
We have definitely seen that in rare cases. I haven't seen that recently. We're really not seeing, at least in my practice, I haven't seen too many COVID cases. It's majority is influenza A. We have seen patients that come in influenza A and also have strep throat. So sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah. With so many people sick with influenza and various other things that are floating around out there, the care at urgent care isn't so urgent, right? I mean, there are a lot of patients, and sometimes it's you have to weigh the risks a bit in terms of like contracting something at the urgent care or the emergency department, right?
Yes, that's always the risk. That's why it's really important to do hand washing. For mild symptoms, if you're healthy, you don't have any chronic respiratory illnesses or chronic diseases, your symptoms are mild, you can definitely treat your symptoms at home, resting, over-the-counter cough and cold medicine, staying hydrated, and looking out for any of those worsening symptoms. And most important is stay home. Stay home. Don't pass this to other people because it's highly contagious.
Which antivirals are available for the flu?
So we do have antivirals called Tamiflu. If your symptoms are 48 hours or less, we can give for some patients Tamiflu, and that helps to lessen the symptoms and decrease the amount of time that you're having some symptoms.
Yeah. Are there any misconceptions about the flu that you're hearing?
I often will hear patients asking for antibiotics to treat influenza, and unfortunately, it is a virus. Antibiotics do not treat influenza. There is a place for antibiotics for secondary bacterial infections like pneumonias or a sinus infection or maybe a secondary ear infection, but typically for the virus, it's just really symptomatic management, resting, fluids, and again, the Tamiflu. The other misconception I have is that the flu vaccine causes influenza. Really, the data doesn't suggest that. Sometimes you're just exposed to the flu and you happen to get the flu vaccine recently, but definitely would recommend, especially this flu season, it's a tough one, is to get vaccinated. And if you have had influenza A in this flu season, like I had said, influenza B is starting to show up in our local urgent care. So the influenza vaccine can protect you from both A and B strains.
And let me ask you this too, before we go, like for many toddlers and younger children, things like cough syrup, you know, are ineffective, really. Is that a misconception or is that true? And if so, what should parents be giving their kids?
Yes, it is dangerous to give adult cough and cold medications to children. So really, we say just sipping on some warm fluids, making sure the child stayed hydrated, Pedialyte, or say they even have Pedialyte popsicles is really good. Especially for infants, keeping the nose clear of any secretions with a bulb syringe is helpful. Just a warm bath or a tepid bath. But cough and cold medications for young children is actually potentially dangerous. There are some children's all-natural cough and cold medications that I do tend to recommend to my smaller patients, but really it's just supportive and try and avoid any of the cough and cold medicines.
Is that the same case for elderly patients?
Elderly patients, it depends on their medical history. Really want to avoid some of the multi-symptom medications that have decongestions if you have patients that have history of high blood pressure. Usually, diabetes, they have some cough medications that are sugar-free. So really important to read the labels, especially for the multi-symptom cough and cold medications. When in doubt, it's warm tea with honey, rest, fluids, chicken soup, the things that usually tend to help some of our symptoms too.
All right. Well, I've been speaking with Laura Truman, clinical professor and director of the University of San Diego's Nurse Practitioner Program. Professor Truman, thank you so much for joining us and stay
Thanks.
Well.
Thank you. You too.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.